going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And then I just saw a funny reel. I'm going to take 30 seconds here to tell you about it because you will appreciate this, and anybody else who's a hooper will appreciate this as well. But it was this girl doing a workout, like Lady Hooper doing a workout. And basketball is my piece. Also me. And in the workout, she like tries to hit a crossover and like loses the dribble and then kicks the mess out of the ball like up into the rafters.
Yep.
We've all been there.
Yes.
We've all been there. And then the second we kick it, we just start laughing because you're like, what an idiot I am.
Yeah, that was so dumb. Now I got to go chase the ball.
Luckily for her, it hit a ceiling beam and came pretty much back down. So she didn't have to go that far. But yeah, it's just like, this is my sanctuary. You mother. We've all been there. Move on there. In fact, some teams in the Eastern Conference have been there because this Eastern Conference playoffs this weekend, Anthony, not the world's most interesting place. We're going to talk about it. We'll talk about the West in a second. And then I would like to talk about the Nico Harrison press conference today at 6:30. The Mavs general manager who, again, stop talking, bro. Free advice for Nico Harrison coming up at 6:30. But also, like, free advice from someone who used to do a lot of basketball coverage in Dallas. So I actually think I have a little bit of a unique perspective on that situation. This weekend, the Eastern Conference playoffs were not very compelling. The Bucks and Pacers, the Pacers ran the Bucks out of the gym in the first half and then held on pretty thoroughly in the second. Giannis had 36 and 12, but ultimately this series gets a lot more interesting tomorrow night because Damian Lillard gets back. And I will say this, Anthony, losing game one on the road without one of your two best players, whatever. If this had been reversed, if they had already dropped one in Milwaukee, I think that is bigger cause for concern. Because if they can go in and win game three, they can still get out of there with a split. They go home. They have Dame. They got Giannis. I still feel good about Milwaukee in that series. Even if you go down 2-0, you win game three, win game four, nobody's won a road game yet. Series doesn't start till someone wins on the road. Unfortunately, sometimes that's also when series end, but that's how it goes in the NBA playoffs. But they obviously need to be a lot better offensively, and Dame Lillard is going to help with that tremendously. You can't score 96 against the Pacers and expect to win a playoff game.
Yeah, that's all it was. Giannis just needed some help. The role players didn't give too much, and when you don't have your other star to, you know, compliment you, you can run into that problem. But, yeah, getting Dame back for game two, essential.
The Pistons, they were in great shape. And then they weren't. As Tom Thibodeau said, Jalen Brunson went back to the locker room in the fourth quarter and apparently put on his cape. Unbelievable fourth quarter for Brunson and the Knicks. Karl Anthony Towns had a couple big moments as well. 123-112, the final score. A 40-21 fourth quarter for New York. That included, what did it get up to? It was a 23-25 nothing run? That was nasty.
I think it was just 21.
Was it just 21? But then it was like 25-2 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Like, it was You can't do that in the fourth quarter of a playoff game. And that was a rude awakening for a Pistons team. And I think this goes one of two ways. Either this is, hey, man, that was your shot. Night-night, Detroit. And this is just, you're going to get big brother because the Knicks have experience and have been there and you haven't. Or do the Pistons go, whoa, okay, all right, we see you. We understand now. And do they come out and win game two and say, we're not going to do that again? Because for three quarters of this game, Detroit was the better team.
Nah, they were the better team. And to be honest, those waning moments, the fourth quarter when you got to show up and be great, I don't think the Pistons have that experience yet. So, like, as good as they are, they're definitely a young team still. Cade's in year three, four, I think. So, like, they're still learning how to, you know, win these big games and things of that nature. So, I think with time, they'll be able to get it done. But this series is going to probably prove to be too much. I still think it goes, like, six or seven. But I think the Knicks will be able to edge them out.
And then Sunday games in the Eastern Conference. The Celtics, like, they're really good, man.
They're too good.
They're nasty. Paolo Banchero, welcome to the playoffs, 36-11, but not nearly enough. The Magic scored under 20 points in three of the four quarters.
Yeah, I mean, the Celtics, that's what they do. They defend, man, literally all over the floor. Drew, Derek, you got Peyton Pritchard off the bench. They just got too much, man. And the thing is, their stars didn't even have big games. You look at Jason Tatum, you look at Jaylen Brown, they didn't do too much, but guess who did? Peyton Pritchard and Derek White. They showed up.
They have enough dudes who can put the ball in the bucket, and boy, do they. And then the Heat Cavs, how about a Ty Jerome 28-point performance for Cleveland in 26 minutes? What?
Hey, he's...
And oh, by the way, Donovan Mitchell had 30.
Yeah. I mean, Ty Jerome, though, he's been doing this all season. This is part of the reason he's in the running for Sixth Man of the Year. And you need that. We saw it last year with Naj Reid, the run he had, Sixth Man of the Year. Ty Jerome is doing the same exact thing this year. And you just got to be wary of him, man. Like, that dude, he can score, man. He can score.
I have a question. I don't know if you know this answer. Are Donovan Mitchell and Davion Mitchell related?
No, they are not.
I'm not just asking because they have the same, they wear the same number and have the same last name. Those two dudes move very similarly.
Yep.
Like, their builds, the way they move around the floor. Like, watch them and tell them that that's not a good, at least a fair question.
Yeah, they were defending each other, and they were talking about Mitchell on Mitchell crime.
It's like, it's the Spider-Man meme. Obviously, Donovan's
yeah,
a lot
exactly.
better.
Exactly.
Donovan's a lot better than Davion, but it's like, why are you moving just like me? Like, they're both, like, built dudes who are really, really quick. They're really, like, jumpy in their movement patterns. There's just, like, an athleticism that kind of oozes out in the way that they move around the floor. And, again, they're similar builds. They wear the same number, and they have the same last name. So, but apparently they're not related.
No, it just...
Not according to Anthony Haney.
Very ironic that they do wear the same number and move the same.
For sure. All right. The Western Conference had one game that was at least interesting. We'll talk about that. Actually, the Western Conference, I would say, was more interesting. For sure. One game that was close. In fact, it went to overtime. We'll talk about the West next. But first, the latest from the world of women's sports. It's presented to you by Wawa, chicken how you wanna, with customizable roasted or crispy chicken sandwiches.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free, he said, Odyssey app, where tomorrow night you will hear the, or sorry, not tomorrow night, Wednesday night you will be able to hear the Nationals and Orioles. Wednesday, Friday, we got Nats this week because the Capitals are taking precedent over on 106.7 The Fan. Of course, The Fan is where you can catch both of those teams all year long. We've got Wizards, Mystics, and much, much more on the college side. All your University of Maryland athletics here on the Team 980. Nobody does live sports like Odyssey here in D.C. But we got NBA playoffs happening not on our air because, unfortunately, the Wizards are not a part of it this year. Something that we hope is Wizard adjacent did happen today, though, Anthony. The announcement from Cooper Flagg that he is entering the NBA draft. So, whatever deity it is that you pray to, you think they control the NBA lottery, cross them fingers, cross them toes. That dude will change the franchise. But Western Conference playoffs is what we're going to look at now. And then one team that is not participating because they got smoked in their play-in chances was the Dallas Mavericks. And then their GM, Nico Harrison, decided to hold a press conference because it's the right thing to do at the end of a season. But boy, was it not pretty when that went down earlier today. So we'll put a final body blow into Nico Harrison and the Luka trade. It was also a huge ESPN.com story this morning on it. So we'll get into that coming up at 6:30. But the Saturday games, Anthony, started with what was the best game of any of the game ones in the playoffs. The Clippers and Nuggets go to overtime. And I should say it was the closest game because there was a lot of bad ball late in that game in overtime. Nobody wanted to win it. Nobody made the plays, and then eventually enough stuff happened, and James Harden made enough plays down the stretch. 32 points, 6 rebounds, 11 assists for Harden. Harden made enough plays to get them to overtime and keep them in it, but ultimately not the final play the Clippers can't make, and Nikola Jokic and Russell Westbrook and company get it done. 29-9-12 for Jokic. Westbrook, the final defensive play to knock the ball off of Harden out of bounds. And this game in many ways, Anthony, was reminiscent of an NCAA tournament game. It wasn't the highest caliber of basketball that we expect to see, but the intensity was there. And part of some of the, I don't want to call it sloppiness, but like some of the mistakes were happening because the intensity was so high. This is going to be a banger of a series.
Yeah, I didn't like Kawhi turning the ball over. Also, the Clippers having just 20 turnovers in general is just like, bro, this is the playoffs. Like,
hard to win like that.
You cannot afford to, you know, continue to turn the ball over at the rate that they were doing that. But you also got to salute, you know, the Nuggets. But I think, you know, comparing it to the NCAA Final Four and, you know, even the championship game where it wasn't, you know, perfect basketball play. And it was a lot of defense going on. So I expect the Clippers, though, to bounce back. They're going to clean up those turnovers. They should be able to handle this series, to be honest.
They should. We'll see. I mean, the best player in the world is on the other side, and he's certainly going to have something to do with it. Luka Doncic for the first quarter for the Lakers looked like he might be the best player in the world. And unfortunately, he didn't get a whole lot of help. And then the Timberwolves made some adjustments. 28-21 was the score at the end of one. And then the T-Wolves came out in the second quarter and blitzed your Lakers 38-20. Outscored them by 18 in the quarter. And then L.A. closed, by the way, with a tepid 17-point fourth quarter. Doncic, at the end of this one, has 37 points, 8 rebounds, but just 1 assist. And I think this goes back to, like, kind of the age-old question about how you stop a guy like LeBron or Luka. These incredibly talented scorers who are also insanely good passers. And do you make them score and limit everybody else? And that's what wound up happening. I don't know how much of that was really exceptional Minnesota defense versus the Lakers missed a bleep ton of shots. But it is something that is worth saying, like, hey, this is a good formula. Luka gets his 37. But if we can limit him to 1 assist, LeBron, 19 points. He had a bad night shooting threes, just 1 of 5. And just 3 assists, that is a sustainable way to win this series if you're Minnesota.
Yeah, I don't expect the Lakers to shoot the ball as poorly as they did. Also, LeBron, he was a little passive coming out. But that's usually how he is in game ones. He likes to get a feel for what's going to happen this series. And the Timberwolves, they went out there, they bullied them, to be honest. Like, they got every loose ball. They were diving on the floor. It just gave to me that the Timberwolves wanted a little bit more. And that's why they were able to go out there and get the dub. But it's going to be a good series. That game two, all right, we'll see what happens.
And I'm curious to see, like, do you get some different guys some minutes?
Don't connect?
That's exactly who I was thinking about. He comes in late. He plays just 3 minutes, but hits a three. Like, they got to find shooting. And, you know, this is J.J. Redick's first playoff series. Obviously, he's got a very experienced staff behind him, including a bunch of former NBA coaches. And J.J.'s, I don't think, very afraid of much. And I think he'll make changes. That is the fun part of an NBA series. NBA playoff series always go like this. Team one adjusts. Team two adjusts. Team one adjusts. Team two adjusts. And eventually, you run either out of adjustments or games. And we'll see if they can figure out what the adjustment is if you're the Lakers in game two. But they dropped game one at home. Then the Sunday games in the NBA's Western Conference. Grizzlies, did you realize you were playing? They lost by 51, Anthony. 131-80. I kind of wish that was like 130-79 because somehow that feels worse than 131-80. 131-80. The Grizzlies' leading scorer, I believe, was, let me double check this. Oh, it was tied. Ja did have 17 as well, but Marvin Bagley, 17 points in 16 minutes. Went 8 of 8 from the field. The game was long over. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 15 points because he only played 23 minutes. What an ass kicking.
Yeah, I think you put that very lightly. They got abused yesterday, man. Never in my lifetime I would have ever thought I would have saw a playoff team in today's modern era lose by 50. I can understand, you know, the Jazz losing to the Bulls by 50. All right.
That was an NBA Finals game. I remember that game.
Yeah. So I'm just like, I wouldn't have thought of that, but the Thunder, man, they came out here. They made a statement, man. That was a statement win. It looked like they about to sweep them. And we said on Friday, these 8 seeds, they probably have no chance, and they're probably going to get swept. And I think they are just feeding into like what we already believed.
For sure. And then arguably best game of the weekend was the Warriors needing a bit of a comeback. They trailed after the first quarter, but then went bananas and really locked down defensively in the second, where they won that quarter 29-13. And they were able to hold off the Rockets in the second half. There's all this talk going into the weekend, Anthony, about how Amen Thompson was the Curry stopper. How'd that go?
Hashtag not good.
To say the least. Curry, 5 of 9 from 3, 12 of 19 from the field. They kept him off the free throw line. That's because they didn't call anything. There's all these videos going around social media of the Rockets just absolutely hugging Curry all the time. But, like, he's so strong mentally and physically that he's fine. Like, he's like, push me. Do whatever you want. When I want to get open, when I want to break free, I will. And then I'm going to hit the shot, and I'm going to break your soul. So you're going to need a hug after I'm done with you. 31 points for Curry. Jimmy Butler has a plus 14 on the day. He's got 25 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 5 steals for Jimmy Butler in 42 minutes. On the Rockets side of things, Alperen Şengün, a team-high 26, 9 rebounds, but just not enough. He also had 5 turnovers as the Warriors win game one at Houston 95-85.
Yeah, and again, I think one thing that we don't talk about when it comes to the Warriors, we don't talk about their defense. They held this Rockets team to 85 points, Greg. 85 points.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, the shots that Steph Curry was hitting yesterday were sort of kind of reminiscent of the Golden Dagger in the Olympics.
Yes.
He hit some crazy shots, and I'm just like, if I'm playing Steph Curry, I'm angry. I'm like, I hate this dude because it makes no sense.
When he gets locked in, is there a more hopeless feeling in sports, period?
I don't know, man. It gets to a point where it's just like, all right, I'm fed up. I'm fed because this
Imagine
is ridiculous.
How the Rockets feel. Game one, blouses. Okay, the Dubs. We'll see what happens in game two, that game later this week before the series shifts to Golden State. So Golden State at least already has the split. Rockets, they're an interesting organization, interesting team to say the least. We'll see if they can do anything. They, of course, are the 2 seed during the regular season. See how much that good does you if the Warriors wind up as the 7. All right, that is the NBA playoff wrap tonight. Arguably the 2 best games of the weekend, rematches in terms of closeness, Detroit, New York, and then LA and Denver. That is the matchups for tonight. We'll talk more about those games tomorrow here on the show. When we get back, the biggest story in the NBA today is probably Nico Harrison's press conference, the Mavericks general manager having to answer questions once again, and somehow he hasn't gotten any better at it. We'll take a look, take a listen next here on the Team 980. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. I have a saying when it comes to how executives, players, coaches, anyone in sports that we as a media cover, or this could apply to politicians, to other newsmakers of any kind. But if Anthony, I say something on the radio, and I'll keep it to sports because then I keep it within our show, right? If I say something about Adam Peters or Will Dawkins or Mike Rizzo or whoever else, any of the other executives in town, and a decision they made, and say, this thing happened, and that's a problem for them, then that's a them problem, not a me problem. If I'm wrong and I'm lying, or I don't maybe I'm not lying on purpose, I just don't have the full picture painted of the truth, that's a me problem. I have not done a good job with my job. I'm being unfair to them. I'm influencing the way fans feel by giving my opinion that is not based off of reality. In some ways, I guess you could say the same thing if, like, I'm an idiot and I don't know what I'm talking about, and I just take a correct set of facts and come to the dumbest possible conclusion. And other people are like, he's smart. I agree with him because he's on the radio. Like, I'm not doing them any favors. And that, in that way, would be a me problem. But if I say something that's just a devastating truth, about your team, your organization, a decision you made that is a problem for you because it is true, that's not a me problem. That's a you problem. Enter Nico Harrison. The Mavs general manager today, Anthony, stepped to the podium in, I will admit, an unenviable position. That unenviable position is he is someone who pulled the trigger on the dumbest trade in NBA history. And then, after his team lost in the play-in tournament, had to do his season-ending press conference. I will credit Nico Harrison for showing up. To an extent, I will credit Nico Harrison for answering questions honestly. But how many times do you punch yourself in the before you go, wow, that really hurts, I should stop doing that? And that would be my question for Nico Harrison today, Anthony. How many times do you want to punch yourself in the in places where it hurts? It seems like for Nico Harrison, the answer is a lot.
I mean, he just he lacks self-awareness, man. Like, I think that's the easiest way to put it. Because I just feel like some things you keep to yourself, some things you don't necessarily say to the public. And he just he doesn't care.
To be clear, he is in a no-win situation. And to be clear, something else that is important to remember when executives, especially executives, but also coaches, talk, there are multiple audiences that you are talking to, right? You're talking to the press in the room. Through them, you're talking to the fans. But you're also talking to people you got to deal with. You know, how many times have we, especially back in the day with Dan Snyder, as like, oh, that answer was for an audience of one. Because, you know, Bruce is saying whatever Bruce is supposed to because that's what Dan wants to hear, even if it makes him look like an idiot. Like, you got to play all these things. It is harder than I want to give it credit for, I think, to be in those positions. And so if you're Nico Harrison, you can't go out and say you made a mistake because then your owner is going to be really upset. You can't go out and not have confidence because then what do other team executives feel? Or what does your own team feel? They might feel a certain type of way anyway. But like, if you're Nico and you go out and be like, we really made a mistake, how does Anthony Davis feel? Anthony Davis, you care about now more than Luka Doncic. Luka Doncic is going to hate you for the rest of his life. Nothing you can do about that. But I think there's probably a better way to do what Nico Harrison did than this answer today on the Luka Doncic trade.
Did the anger and outrage from the fan base, has that exceeded what you were kind of planning for?
Yeah, good question. I didn't know that Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't quite know it to what level. But really, the way we looked at it is, you know, if you're putting a team on the floor that's Kyrie, Clay, PJ, Anthony Davis, and Lively, we feel that's a championship caliber team, and we would have been winning at a high level, and that would have quieted some of the outrage. And so, unfortunately, we weren't able to do that, so it just continued to, you know, go on and on.
The second part of the answer is fine. To not understand what Luka meant to Mavs fans makes me really question, like, Nico Harrison's ability to exist safely in the world. Like, this is where I have a little extra insight, Anthony, because I used to work down there. There is arguably no more beloved athlete in Dallas than Dirk. I think that obviously some of the Cowboys greats are up there. Emmett and Troy and Michael Irvin, but in part because like those guys had media careers after, and like, you know, there's whatever, it's a little more complicated. The Cowboys are a complicated team right now because of Jerry and the lack of success they've had since. But like Roger Staubach is beloved, but for folks of a certain age down there, like the prime sports fan age right now, guys that are our age that grew up with Dirk. Like, Dirk was an unimpeachable icon because Dirk spent 20 years in Dallas. In the way that, like, if you're a diehard Caps fan, one, I have a goaltender update for you in 3 minutes on who's starting tonight. Two, the way you feel about Ovechkin is how they feel about Dirk. And when Dirk was saying, I'm on my way out, and in that final season, he's got a rookie Luka Doncic, another international player who Dirk is like, this guy's next. And you were about to be lucky enough to be the Green Bay Packers. And forget what you think about these people as people now and some of the things that have happened since they left Green Bay. But they had the ability to go Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. Right? Like, you don't get that lucky. The Colts, Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck. And again, that didn't wind up working out. But that's because bad luck happened. It wasn't the Colts' fault that Andrew Luck didn't work out. They had that. And so Dallas fans were expecting Luka to be that. And he was living up to it. He just took them to the finals last year. And you traded him and you didn't fully appreciate what kind of backlash that would be? Imagine if 5 years from now, Ovechkin's retired and Ryan Leonard takes the Caps to a cup, or on the verge of a cup, and then they trade him the next season. Then multiply that times the popularity of the Mavericks in Dallas versus the Capitals here. Like, it's almost impossible to describe how stupid that is. But that's the best I could do.
I think you could keep it Wizards related as well, like what John Wall meant to the city. Like, so many people are heartbroken. Granted,
it's like, yes, that's the closest Wizard, but like double the time and add a championship.
That too.
Mm-hmm. That's what Dirk meant to Dallas. And to tell people, this guy's the next Dirk. They've got a statue for Dirk already. It was done by the time he retired. They're not building a statue, all due respect. They're not building a statue of John outside of Capital One Arena.
Yeah, you're right.
Save space next to that statue for this guy. And you trade that guy. That's what it was. And so that leads to the Fire Nico, Fire Nico, Fire Nico chants. And then some intrepid reporter. Is the question in here, Anthony?
Yep.
He went for it, this reporter.
Luka comes back to town, the Lakers game's happening, and you're standing there and there's thousands of people chanting for you to be fired. That's an experience that none of us, no one's chanting for for us to lose our jobs. Why shouldn't you be fired?
Well, one, I think I've done a really good job here, and I don't think I can be judged by the injuries this year. You have to judge from totality, from beginning to end. And so I think I have a really good working relationship with Patrick.
Patrick's their owner, who's probably at least in large part responsible for them trading Luka Doncic. Your track record, Nico, is that Luka Doncic took you to the finals. It's just indefensible. And that's ultimately where it is. Like, if I was Nico Harrison and I went out there today and I was like, all right, hey guys, end of the season, obviously did not end how we want. I know you guys have a bunch of questions, like, fire away. Yeah, why shouldn't you be fired over the Luka Doncic trade? Guys, I've done how many press conferences about Luka already? I'm not talking about the trade anymore. We did it. We did what we thought was best for the team. Obviously it didn't work out remotely in year one. We're very hopeful that it will work out moving forward. And if we didn't think it was the best thing for our franchise, then we wouldn't have made the trade. Next question. Like, you can't engage with the questions. And I, as a press person who asks questions, hates that. But at some point, if you want to have any sense of dignity and stop punching yourself in the you have to just go, hey guys, you asked all this stuff already. I'd be a nightmare as someone answering questions in a press conference. For the press. If they asked a bad question, I would be a nightmare for them.
Do you think they prepped him for that question?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think PR people are necessarily always the best at the prep, and I think executives are worse at I guarantee the PR person was like, that's not what we talked about. Also, I don't think Nico's a very confident, authoritative speaker. So he's a bad messenger. He's a bad messenger with a bad message because he made a bad decision.
Yeah.
Or is having to defend the owner making a bad decision. So it's a no-win situation, but he is doing the worst, not the worst possible job, but about the worst possible job of trying to continue to be on the defensive about it. And the consequences are, if you are an agent or a player considering Dallas, it's if all other things are equal, I'm out. I don't trust you. I don't trust management. Like, if they'll trade Luka, they'll trade anyone.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah. Not great. All right, let's get you a look at what's trending real quick, including we have a starting goaltender for the Caps tonight to open the playoffs.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. Tons of playoff action tonight. NBA, NHL. Should be a fun one if you're headed home and ready to watch sports for the evening. Is that what you're doing, Anthony? Locked in tonight?
Yeah, I will be watching both games. I'm not going to lie. That Nuggets game is just so late, but I think I'm going to step and watch it.
Not a chance.
I don't know.
Figure out. If it's good, I'll watch it back tomorrow. If it's not, I'll watch the highlights back. I'll know what's happened. Put it that way. If you're looking for more sports coverage on your way home, Take Command has a fresh episode that I believe. Actually, let me double check. Make sure that actually got published. I know it's done being edited because we aired some of it earlier on the show. Take Command. We refresh. Dun 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 dun. I'm just getting the circle of death right now. There we go. Nope, it's available. It's available right now. Logan's final 2025 NFL draft big board. Available as of 3 hours ago. Tier ones, edge rushers, and then defensive tackle, wide receiver, and cornerbacks. We went into all of it. Put that in your pipe and smoke it on the way home if you want, Anthony. You listen to music in the car, though. I'm a podcast guy, typically.
I do, or... So, I have a 30 to 40 minute drive home,
yeah.
Depending on traffic. And sometimes I'll call, like, you know, my frat brothers, Z, all of those guys.
Yeah.
And we'll call it a podcast. So we'll podcast for like 40 minutes. Record it.
Yeah. that's what you guys basically have a group call going at all times.
Yeah.
And then people pop in and out of it.
Yeah. So like when I come on air, they'll get on the call. And then like sometimes they'll wait for me to get off. And then we'll get our group chat going. But
yeah, we're checking all the time. The next level group chats.
It's a lot of pot.
You guys are the most active group chat I've ever seen, and half the time y'all are on the phone. It's yeah. Actually crazy. Sometimes I'll call parents or whoever on the way home, family, loved ones, friends. Be like, Tony, this crazy thing happened during the show today. We're gonna need to get that on the internet ASAP. What else was I gonna say about stuff?
This evening, what you're doing?
You know, I was gonna say. Sometimes you mentioned you guys call it the podcast when you guys get on the phone. We call extra long voice notes when we send our friends. We call those personal podcasts.
So that a personal. How long are these, Craig?
Like, if anything over a minute gets classified as like
that's too long.
I know, and it's like, and so it's kind of like our house rule. If you send a voice note that's over a minute, it's like sorry for the personal podcast.
Yeah, because. The thing is, you got to click your phone so that it doesn't go off.
They've changed that. It's better now.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that used to be the worst.
I got to type in then.
Yeah. No. You want me to send you a long voice note?
Oh, you want to put it to the test.
I think I'll wait, Craig. Okay. Well, if it comes naturally. I don't voice note you that often because I feel like you hear my voice enough. One, you're actually, I appreciate this about you. You're a phone call or even a FaceTime person. So like,
I mean, usually I actually am a texter, but like sometimes I be needing to like talk to you like right away, so I'll call you.
Yeah, no, but like we're not afraid to pick up the phone.
Oh, no.
For sure. But there are times when like if I'm walking somewhere and I don't want to text and type or it's something, I'll just be like, hey, man,
yeah.
Sorry for the voice note. Personal podcast. Here we go. And I will hit Anthony up. Do we have anything in the Real Things folder for today?
We have two things, but I think we'll only be able to play the Jimmy Butler one.
Okay. Jimmy's Real Things legend. So I say let's get to it to end the radio show if I can get our ducks in a row. Hey, they're in a row. Duck goose.
Real Things.
We're not going to be so this year.
Real people.
5-11. Not very good.
Said into real microphones.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
All right, this is titled, Jimmy Butler is fed up with Buddy Hield dribbling the ball.
We just got to stay in the fight, box out, you know, have some technique, and stop patting the ball like I'd be doing and just go grab it with two hands. And Buddy, stop trying to dribble the ball. I hate that.
They've had some funny locker room back and forth, those two.
Dude, no, because Buddy Hill really does sometimes do a lot. Like, he'll look off Steph Curry. He'll dribble the ball. Like, what are you doing, Buddy?
Buddy. I love that his name's Buddy. Buddy. Ixnay. Ixnay Uddy Bay. All right, that's our show. We'll see you tomorrow. Go Caps. We're done.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.